Probably right about now you are looking in your bulletins to see, well, where's Mike going to go with the scripture reading today? You can still go there if you like, Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. That is what I will be reading. But I'm going to do something a little bit different here this morning. I'm not going to read it to start off the message. I will read it right in the midst of the message. But for right now, we're just going to just start off. So you can just stay seated, something a little bit different. Today was supposed to have been week number 14 in our sermon series on the Ten Commandments. Now, some of you who haven't been with us for a while are saying, how can it take 14 weeks to get through Ten Commandments? Well, we're only on the fifth one, so it takes a little long. But as I read what I had written for this Sunday, for the next message in that series on the Ten Commandments, I realized that the message that I had written was really not appropriate for today, for a Mother's Day message. So some things had to change. That message was, it's going to be very deep and it's going to be very emotional. And I'll give that message here in a couple weeks. So we'll kind of hold off on that one. So today we're going to focus on moms. It's Mother's Day. We focus on moms on Mother's Day. That's what we're going to do. I would hope that as all of us, when we were grown up, still living under the roof of our parents, that we had encouragement, positive encouragement from our mothers and fathers as to a direction that we would want to take in life as we got older. I know that for me personally, as I was growing up, I showed some interest in what they called back then electronics, and that was this big wide field of who knows what. But my mother always encouraged me to pursue that career. Mike, pursue that career. And she was even very instrumental in finding me a technical school to go to and things like that. And I was very interested in that, and I could always feel my mother's push behind me in pursuing that. And I feel like for many, many years, that was what I did in school. It's where I got a job at GE. And I feel like I was somewhat successful in that career. And lately, along the same lines, I've been watching a lot of TV commercials that have been preparing all of us for the 2018 Winter Olympics. Maybe you've been seeing some of those commercials on TV too. And in those commercials, there are hundreds of very talented athletes who have these aspirations of being the next gold medal winner, to win an Olympic medal of some sort, maybe even a silver or a bronze. But these athletes have put many, many dedicated hours of their time into their particular sport because they want their dreams realized, that they want to become this winner of this Winter Olympic sport. Aspirations. To aspire. Webster defines the word aspire as this: to seek, to attain, or accomplish a particular goal. Many people aspire to be successful at a career, for me, such as electronics, as these people I was talking about, making the Olympic team. And many of you have aspirations of your own to do this or to do that. And to have goals in life is a very, very good thing. But let's take it from a worldly, secular level, and let's put it into a spiritual level. How many people, how many believers aspire to be the best example of a Christian that they can be? And one example that we must set, I'll talk to the guys first. Guys, one example that we must set, guys, is being the best male role model Christian that we can be. Very simply put. And ladies, the best thing. The best Christian female role model that we can be. Both of us, men and women, out in the world that so desperately needs good role models. And since today is Mother's Day, ladies, I will ask you a question. Do you aspire to be what the Bible calls you to be as a role model for what a Christian woman should be today? I know today's Mother's Day. Not all women are moms, but all moms are women. So, not so much talking about moms, but talking to the ladies here today. I assure you that in 21st century America, in churches today, in this country, people don't want to hear messages about gender expectations or roles, R-O-L-E-S. They don't want to hear them, therefore the preachers don't preach them. After all, we have outgrown all that 1950s traditionalism nonsense, haven't we? Well, we probably have. I say, how sad is that, that we have? So I ask, here's the question we all need to answer, both from a male standpoint and a female standpoint. Must the Bible change to meet cultural demands, or must Christians change within a culture to meet biblical expectations? I firmly believe that God's expectations of males, us guys, and females, ladies, has not changed. Only our expectations have changed. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 10 through 13, I hope you still kind of have your place there. The writer of this particular chapter was a king by the name of King Lemuel. And he talks in these verses about a woman slash wife of noble character. So turn with that portion of scripture. I'm about to read it here in a second. But I need to say this. In verse 1 of Proverbs 31, it tells us this, that even though what I'm about to read to you in verses 10 through 31, they might have been penned by King Lemuel, but he specifically says in verse 1 of chapter 31, they are the teachings of who? His mother. They are the teachings of his mother. So I'm going to go ahead and read that. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. And I will just let the word of God do the teaching here this morning. So while I'm finding my place here, I'll just ask once again. Ladies, and I'm sorry, this is Mother's Day, so I'm picking on you. Next month we'll have Father's Day. Guys, I'll pick on you that day. You'll have your time. Ladies, do you aspire to be what the Bible calls you to be as a role model for what a Christian woman should be? And what is that? Well, let me read verses 10 through 31. And this is King Lemuel just kind of saying what the teachings of his mother. Verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grabs the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Those are the words of God. Ladies, I'll just keep this short and simple. I hope that each and every one of you in here this morning can see yourself in those words. I hope that out of all the aspirations that a woman can have, I hope at the top of that list is that you aspire to be a Proverbs 31 woman. Happy Mother's Day. Let's pray.